Who does God say that I am? Finding your true identity beyond roles, regrets, and expectations. In the quiet moments, when the noise of the world fades, a question often whispers in the depths of our hearts. Who am I, really? We scramble to find answers. We define ourselves by our jobs. I'm a manager, a teacher, a stay-at-home parent. We find identity in our relationships. I am a wife, a son, a friend. We let our past script our present. I am a failure. I am damaged. I am not enough. Or we let the opinions of others become our label. I am what they say I am. But what if these answers, however true they feel, are incomplete? What if we are looking for our reflection in broken mirrors, seeing only fragments and distortions? The Bible tells us that our truest, most unshakable identity is not found in what we do, what we've done, or what others say about us. It is found in what God says about us. He is the Creator, and only the Creator can define His creation. So, let's silence the other voices for a moment and listen to what He says. You are deeply loved and fully known. Before you ever did a thing to earn it, God's love for you was a settled fact. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. 1 John 3:1 NIV. Notice the verb, lavished. It's excessive, generous, and overflowing. Your identity, first and foremost, is a lavishly loved child of God. This is not a title you earn, it's a status you receive through grace. He knows every hidden part of you, the secret fears, the quiet shames, the unspoken dreams, and He loves you completely. You are fully known and fully loved. That is your foundation. You are made new. For those who feel defined by their past mistakes, God offers a new narrative. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17 NIV. In Christ, your past does not get edited, it gets replaced. You are not a reformed sinner, you are a new creation. The guilt, shame, and weight of who you were have been crucified with Christ. You are now defined by His righteousness, not your own resume. When God looks at you, He sees the finished work of Jesus. You are clean, whole, and forgiven. You are His masterpiece, with a purpose. On days when you feel ordinary, unimportant, or invisible, remember this. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Ephesians 2:10 NLT. You are not an accident or an assembly line product. You are God's masterpiece, poema in Greek, for which we get the word poem. You are His intentional, beautiful work of art. And this identity comes with a purpose, to do the good things He prepared for you. Your life has divine intention and meaning woven into its very fabric. You are never alone. When anxiety whispers that you are isolated and must face your struggles alone, God declares, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Matthew 28:20 NIV. Your identity is a friend of Jesus. John 15:15, and a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. You carry the very presence of God within you. Therefore, you can never be truly alone. Your constant companion is the comforter, the guide, the source of all strength. This changes everything when we walk through valleys of fear, grief, or uncertainty. How to live from this identity? Knowing this is one thing, living from it is another. Here are three practical steps. Renew your mind daily. The world constantly tells you who you are. You must intentionally counter that with truth. Write down a few of these verses, like the ones above, on note cards or in your phone. When you feel inadequate, read them aloud. Replace the lie with God's truth.
Talk to God about it. Pray honestly. God, I know you say I am forgiven, but I feel guilty. Help my feelings catch up to your truth. He is not offended by our struggles. He invites us into them. Define others by God's truth too. The way we see others flows from how we see ourselves. When we grasp that every person is made in God's image and is deeply loved by Him, it changes how we interact with them, from a place of grace rather than judgment. Your name is Child So. Who does God say that you are? You are loved. You are new. You are His masterpiece. You are never alone. You are not the sum of your failures or your achievements. You are not defined by your marital status, your bank account, or your diagnosis. These are circumstances. They are not your identity. Your name, your truest name, is Child of God, and that is enough.